Yeah, I have
butter in here. Then quiet,
now, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. You'll notice on the blackboard the Abbotifoy table of weight.
Abbotifoy what?
You have it a look and find out.
Sure, I do it plenty quick.
Tis good. And I don't want any of what you call the funny business. Now, wait a minute. Look, stop talking like that.
I never said anything, sir.
I never said you did, Stanford. I'm talking to Bottomley.
Yeah?
What do you want?
I?
Listen, look, are you going to settle down and do some work today, or aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, settle down. But I warn you that if I have any trouble with you, you're going to regret it. Now, read that table out aloud, the both of you.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And don't just read it like parrots, either. Try and memorize it as you go along.
Yeah.
Right. 16 ounces, 1 pound. Go on, read it.
16 ounces, 1 pound.
Yeah.
14 pounds, 1 stone.
Yeah.
28 pounds, 1 quarter. 4 quarters, 100 weight. 20 hundredweights, 1 ton.
Now, very good. Now, I want you to get out your pencils and papers and work out how many pounds there are in a ton.
Why, sir?
Well, I thought it'd be nice if you... What? Why? Look, never mind why. Just get out your pencils and papers and your paceps and pencil. Get out your writing material and do it. Find out how many pounds there are in 1 ton.
I think somebody's pinched me pencils.
Well, borrow his paper. No! Bottomley, are you trying to be funny at my expense?
No, sir.
No, well, be very careful. I'm not a complete idiot, you know.
Not quite complete.
No, but I'm doing as well as can be expected. Now, Bottomley, what did you say then?
Say, sir?
Yes.
There was nothing at all.
Well, I'll judge that when I hear it. What was it?
It was just about the work, sir.
It was nothing of the kind. It was about me.
No, it wasn't, sir.
Didn't you say not quite complete, meaning that I wasn't quite a complete idiot?
No, sir, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, well, that's just as well for you.
No, because I reckon you are.
Oh, well, that's just as well for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but if I ever catch you being insulting at any time, you'll get the stick.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, look, you're not as clever as you think you are, Bottomley.
No, but how do you mean, sir?
You haven't yet told me what you did say.
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
What? I mean, is that all you want me to tell you?
Yes, and hurry up about it, too. You said it. You said it was about the work or something.
Yes, sir. Yes. I just said, do we have to write neat?
Oh, no, of course you do. Yes, of course you do. But look, you shouldn't say that.
Aye?
You should say, do we have to write neatly?
When, sir?
When he says that.
I don't write when I'm talking.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, no, look, that's got nothing to do with it. Stanford, you mind your own business. You want to get us confused. You must use the adverb neatly. Neatly is the adverb. Do we have to write neatly? That's what you should have said. Neat is the adjective.
Well, what's the difference?
That's what I say. Who cares? Now, we'll get back to this problem.
Hey, just a minute.
No, I'm wrong.
You're all right.
Look, I wish I didn't have so many interruptions in this class. Then I might be able to concentrate a little better. Every time I develop a train of thought, green box.
Yeah.
Late again.
Yeah.
Just one interruption after another. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm going to surprise you.
Yes, and I don't doubt for a minute that if you... have you pardon?
I've done it.
Yes, well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. You've done what?
Yeah,
What are you talking about? What have you done?
The thing about mushrooms.
Oh, I thought of it. The thing about mushrooms?
Yes, you said I had to do it as an imposition.
Did I? Are you talking about that essay I gave you?
Yeah.
Well, I told you to write on the rise of Australia.
Yes. Well, mushrooms rise in Australia quicker than anything I know.
Do they?
Yes. You've only got to have a look underneath the gum tree where they are one night, then come out in the morning and there they are where they were.
Weren't they?
Yes, had they?
Sure, wasn't it?
Oh, am I?
Yes, isn't you?
Were we? Now, listen.
Yes, I've gone into the question very thoroughly.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Greenbuck, will you be good enough to stop behaving like a baboon? And what on earth is all this weren't they, aren't they business?
Mushrooms.
They are.
They aren't one day, but the next day they are where they were. Now, aren't they?
I don't know, are they?
Yes, but they weren't, were they?
No, were they? Aren't they? Listen, would you mind talking in a language that I can understand?
Yes, well, it's perfectly clear to me.
Yes, well, so it might be, but it's certainly not to me. The only thing that is clear is that I didn't tell you to write an essay on mushrooms.
Yes, but, yes, you did.
I did nothing of the sort. I said the rise of Australia. And I meant by that you should outline how we've progressed in Australia from the time of Captain Cook.
Yes, but he was before my time.
No, he wasn't. All right, I know that, you idiot, but that doesn't mean you can't write about him. Well, what's your history book for?
I told you about that.
About what?
About my history book.
Have you? Well, what's it for?
It's a roll in the roof of the motor shed to stop it leaking.
Oh, yes, I remember that. What? Yes, look, I do remember that, Greenbuckley. But I also remember that I told you to take it down.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Don't you think it's about time that you took it down?
Yes, but if it rains, the dining room table will be ruined.
Yes, of course. Well, oh, so the dining room table is now in the motor shed.
Yes, of course it is. Yes, and the main reasons are as follows.
Well,
it's no good leaving the table in the old man's bedroom because the guinea pigs only crawl all over it.
The green bottle.
Yes?
So just forget everything I said to you about your chemistry book. If taking it down means rearranging your home, leave it there. I couldn't bear the idea of you coming to school and telling us about that.
Yeah, well, we find that if my mother does the washing in the front passage, my old man's got...
The green bottle! If you dare say one more word about your home, I'm going to give you the stick.
Yes, but I thought that the difference...
Listen, did you understand what I said?
Yeah.
All right. One more word about that and you'll get the stick.
Yeah.
Far too much time is wasted in this class with you boys talking about your home.
I never say anything about ours, sir.
Now, look, don't be ridiculous, Stanford. You know as well as I do that you've mentioned your home many times. For no apparent reason.
Strike, well, it's better than Greenbottle's place.
Yes, but I
just... No, it is not!
But be careful, Greenbottle, be careful. You're liable to get the stick.
Yes, well, our place is as good as his.
All right, well, so it might be.
Well, we don't have to do the washing in the front passage anyhow.
Stanford, will you keep quiet?
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Well, look, there's no need for you to reckon anything, Bottomy. You hold your tongue and mind your own business.
Yes.
Yes, and you too. Look, I don't know what this place is coming to. We start out to do something, and in practically no time at all, we're doing something entirely different.
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, it's got to stop. Now, let's get back to where we were, wherever that was.
Yes, well, I was just telling you that I've done it.
Done it? Oh, yes, that essay.
Yes.
Yes, well, I suppose I'd better go through that and correct. It's bound to be full of mistakes.
Yeah, and I know it's not.
Well, I'm going to get the biggest shock of my life if it isn't.
Yes, well, I even surprised myself when I did this one.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, show it to me, Greenbottle, and woe betide you if there's any nonsense in it.
Yes.
It's not written on blotting paper this time, I hope.
Oh, it is not.
Now, all right, I just thought that it might be.
It's written on newspaper.
Yes, well, that's all right, but last time you wrote... It's written on what?
Newspaper.
Ah.
Yes, well, there wasn't a bit of blotting paper in the air.
Well, I'm certainly glad of that.
Because the old man watered the garden last night, and then it started to rain. And do you know, he used every piece of blotting paper in the house, but the garden was still flooded.
Greenbuck, all you've got to do is show me that essay.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't give you permission to make a speech.
No, sir.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on, Greenbuck, where is it?
Yeah, here it is, here.
Ah.
Yes, and this is one of my best.
Look, how on earth you expect me to read this, I don't know. What on earth did you write it with?
I wrote it with a fountain pen.
Ah, it looks more likely that you've written it with a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Oh, I never did.
No.
Because we haven't got a fire hydrant at our place.
Oh, haven't you?
No. Every time the house catches on fire, we just throw sand over it.
Listen.
And I remember one time...
If you don't keep that tongue of yours still, I'm going to buy you a muzzle.
Well, don't do that, because I never use them.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, well...
But as I was saying...
Listen...
Every time we have a fire, the old man just gets
we're
a little sad...
Listen...
Serves
you right, Greenbottle. That seems to be the only method there is to keep you quiet. What's the matter with you? Have you swallowed a gramophone or something?
No.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I'll say.
Well, look, don't say anything, Bottomy.
Ah.
It's quite bad enough having to put up with Greenbottle without you starting as well.
Is it?
I'll say.
Ah.
Yes, I'll. Look, and stop being insolent, too.
Yeah.
You boys must think that I come to school each day just so that you can poke fun at me.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. What?
Yes, sir.
No, well, I'd be glad if you'd show me the respect to which I'm entitled.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you know what you have to show me, don't you, Greenbottle?
The respect to which I'm entitled.
I'm sorry, sir. No. You've got to show me that essay. And be quick about it, too.
Yes, but there it is on your table.
Where?
There.
Oh, I see. Yes, but look, I can't read this, Greenbottle.
Huh?
Look, here, you take it and read it aloud to the class.
Yes.
And if you don't do your impositions more neatly in future, there'll be trouble.
Mushrooms.
Where?
Here, on the paper.
Oh, yes. Well, go on and read it.
Mushrooms.
That's two lots you've got.
Yeah, and now.
Look, go on. Look, it doesn't matter about that. Read it.
Mushroom.
Ah.
I'll be out of season in a minute.
Exactly.
You pipe down, Bottomley.
Yes, and you pipe down too, Greenbuck. Read that essay, and Bottomley, you mind your own business.
Yeah.
All right. Mushroom.
Yes, mushroom.
Ah.
Lots of people think that mushrooms are toadstools, but they are not, and neither is a toadstool.
What?
That's right.
Just a minute, Greenbuck. That's rubbish.
What did you say?
People think mushrooms are toadstools, but they are not. And neither is a toadstool.
Yes, and neither it isn't.
Well, that means that a toadstool is not a toadstool.
Hey! No, it doesn't.
What?
It means that a mushroom is not a toadstool and a toadstool's not a mushroom.
Ah, well, look, it doesn't mean anything of the sort, but go on.
It was the same thing, only Vivabosi.
Vivabosi?
Prima donna.
Prima donna?
No, you know, round the other way.
Vice versa.
Yes, that's right. Same thing, only Vivabosi.
Exactly. What's the good of trying to carry on talk to a jackass?
Yes, well, I'm doing me best.
Yes, but you can't be expecting... What? What did you say then, Greenbottle?
Say?
Yes, what was that remark you made?
He said, shall he read the rest?
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's what I said.
There, Bottomley,
I... Well, Bottomley, I swear.
Look, keep quiet. I didn't ask you to put your nose into this, Bottomley. So you just attend to your own affairs.
Yes, well, shall I read the rest?
Yes. No, look, none of it's anything like the first part, no.
Yes.
Good.
Mushrooms have nothing to do with cloakrooms, bathrooms, or bridegrooms.
What?
And neither have toadstools.
But listen,
now, what is a mushroom? Is it bird, beast, or fish?
The green bottle.
Firstly, I will explain.
Stop that, green bottle. If I hear any more of that, I'll go mad.
Yes.
I must go out and get some fresh air. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
My uncle ate toadstools on 3 different occasions, but after the first time, he died.
What?
He offered one.
Now will you keep quiet?